Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Skybound owns the graphic novel charts. The Avengers assemble for a new miniseries. Comic creators choose the best graphic novels ever. This is Comic Book Club News for June 6, 2024. Yesterday, we talked about the best-selling single issues of May, and now it's time to talk about the best-selling graphic novels of that month. And as it turns out, they're both from Skybound. The news comes via ICV2, with Skybound's Energon Universe title Transformers taking the number one slot on units sold, and Universal Monsters Dracula coming in at number two. Skybound's Void Rivals also charted at number 17. Meanwhile, perennial bestseller Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles The Last Ronin continues to hold strong at number 3 on the list of units sold, as well as number 3 on the dollars earned list. Another strong seller, Something is Killing the Children, which killed the charts by taking 3 slots on the top 20 list. As for Marvel, they only charted 2 books on units sold, Predator vs. Wolverine and Miracle Man the Silver Age. DC charted 3 books, though perhaps not the ones you'd expect. Arkham Asylum came in at number 7, while Nightwing, A Knight in Bloodhaven Compendium, and the latest volume of Batman Wayne Family Adventures hit the chart as well. At least when it comes to Skybound, it seems like the sky's the limit. The bound limit, I don't know. Captain America is once again assembling the Avengers in a new miniseries, appropriately titled Avengers Assemble. The 5-issue series is written by Steve Orlando, and finds Cap enjoying building his own Avengers squad during Blood Hunt so much, he decides to do it on a semi-permanent basis. The new team features Captain America, Steve Rogers, Wasp, Hawkeye, Clint Barton version, Hercules, She-Hulk, Photon, Night Thrasher, Lightning, Wonder Man, Shang-Chi, and Lightspeed, aka Julie Power. The series will also assemble its own Avengers of Artists. Corey Smith will take duties on issue 1, while Scott Eaton, Marcelo Ferreira, Valentina Pinti, and more will join down the line. I'm guessing one more will join down the line because that's 4 artists and 5 issues. And while this seems to be a variant cover stunt and not a story point, Smith has drawn a cover of the new team wearing versions of the classic Avengers jackets, which is pretty cool. The first issue will go on sale on September 11, 2024. When I think about comic book writers and artists, the main word I think of is healthy. They're sitting chained to their desk day and night, working nonstop just to cobble together a career, and going outside only to live in disease-ridden convention centers for weekends on end. So naturally, Men's Health asked an array of comic book creators to choose their favorite graphic novels of all time. It's an excellent list of folks the magazine has assembled, all jokes aside, and while everyone offered their own takes, a few repeated standouts emerged. And unlike the May bestsellers list, for the most part, it's exactly the books you'd expect. Some repeated favorites I noticed on the list included All-Star Superman, V for Vendetta, Saga, Mouse, Preacher, Watchmen, Sex Criminals, and Kate Beaton's Ducks. However, one surprise favorite, at least to me, also emerged. Emil Ferris's My Favorite Thing is Monsters. The 2017 Fantagraphics book follows a 10-year-old obsessed with monster movies who discovers her neighbor is a Holocaust survivor and begins a journey to unearth the latter's past. The whole unranked list is fun to check out as it's full of deep cuts, specific issues, and comics both new and old. Plus, you get some neat insight into your favorite creator's own faves. As for me, I now have a mission to rectify this whole never having read My Favorite Thing is Monsters thing. I guess I'm the real monster. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and I hope My Favorite Thing is Monsters is ready for that Comic Book Club News bump. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.